I'm all ears.
Listen.
Oh my God.
Listen.
Oh my God.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
I don't believe this.
Hey, it's Sharon here from the Cliff and Sharon radio show. Pull up a seat. Welcome to this week's podcast.
Number five.
Okay, how far do you go to avoid either touching something you think could be contaminated or maybe even avoid somebody that's sick? Now, when Lisa and I have a cold, depending on how noisy the person is, if there's horking or coughing, you're sleeping in another room. And it's usually me, you know, or snoring or anything that goes along with not being able to breathe properly.
Right. We do the same thing, but we usually don't do it because of the noise. We go into a separate room because we just don't want to be breathing germs all over the other one or coughing in the middle of the night all over someone.
Ooh, see if you do this. Do you do this? When I wash my hands when I use the bathroom.
Well, you should. You absolutely should.
A lot of guys don't, though, right? So I'm washing my hands. I'll use the paper towel that I use to dry my hands, and I'll open the door with it.
That's a very sensible thing to do. Actually, my husband and I took a cruise last year, and in most of the restrooms on the ship, it suggested doing exactly that. Because I think when you're on a ship, everything's very confined. You get a handful of people sick, everyone gets sick. So
you hear all the stories about people getting sick on cruises, right?
Yeah. So that's a sensible thing to do. And 55% of people say they use a hand sanitizer after shaking someone's hand. Seriously? 55%? That's a little paranoid. I will say this, though, and I've said this on the radio before, but I don't think I've said it to you. I always, every now and again, if I think about guys, how they don't wash their hands after they use the bathroom, I think that's just disgraceful. Mm-hmm. And I want to go off shaking hands because I feel like, in a way, if I shake a man's hand and he hasn't washed his hands after he went to the toilet, it's almost like I've touched his, right?
I never thought about it.
It's like disgusting. And so I think about that and I'm like, I'm done. No more shaking hands. I'm done with the whole shaking hands cape because I'm like 2 degrees away from touching your Husama watch it.
So anytime you're shaking a hand with a man now, the visual that pops into your head in that moment because of this is the fact that somehow 5 degrees of separation, chances are that you're touching his.
Yes, yes. Okay. It's disgraceful. And so are you. Incidentally, it's not just me. So's everybody. If you don't wash your hands, that's what. Ugh.
Yeah.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon.
Now, pay close attention.
Number four.
You know, when you're on a family vacation, it's really important to be aware of who you're traveling with at all times. So the family count stays the same, right? You want to keep the family together when you're traveling.
The family that stays together in the car. No, that's not even going to make sense, is it? The family that travels to... No, that's not going to make sense either. No, you go on with the story. Sorry.
Well, I want to tell this story once only because this poor guy is going to hear about this story every single day of his life.
As he should. This guy, his name's Walter from Argentina, and he went on a trip to Brazil with his wife, Claudia, and their 14-year-old son, and they were driving home, and they stopped at a gas station to fill up, and Claudia got out to buy a little snack for the road. But Walter didn't realize. He thought she was still sleeping in the back seat. So he and the son drove off, left her behind. Yeah, left her behind. And that is maybe partly understandable, except they drove for 60 miles before they realized, hey, where's mum? Where's your mum?
She's trying to call. They're going through some rural area where there's no cell phone service, right? So she can't get through. 60 miles down the road, finally, I guess she got a hold of some police. They finally recognized the fact, oh, my God, mum's not in the back seat.
Yeah.
So we're a family of three, but there's only two people in the car.
Oh, my God. So they turned around and went back. Needless to say, she was furious. She's been stranded for over 2 hours by that stage. She is fuming, and she kind of kicked the car when they showed up. And I just – can you – he will never live this down. I've got a theory, actually, as to what really happened. I think this is what happened. The fella drove a few blocks – and then realised, oh, crap, I've left the missus back at the gas station.
Yeah.
Wouldn't stop to ask directions to find his way back and just drove around in circles until he accidentally found the gas station again several hours later.
There you go. That's what happened.
Listen.
Listen to this. With Cliff and Sharon.
Number three.
So imagine you're standing in front of friends and family. You've spent months preparing for this moment. You found the person, your soulmate, that you're about to spend the rest of your life with. You're exchanging vows.
Oh, it's the most beautiful part of the ceremony, especially if you write them yourself, right?
Exactly, exactly. And all of a sudden you hear a little voice, I have to poo. Well, that happened to an Australian couple. They found themselves upstage during their own wedding by their 3-year-old son, who interrupted the ceremony with, I have to poo.
Yes. Well, when you got to go, you got to go. This
sure.
poor little kid. This chick, Hannah, posted a video to YouTube showing what happened at her wedding to her fiancé. The woman performing the ceremony is offering thoughts on the real values in life, and she's, you know, going through this thing with the couple, when all of a sudden, this rather frantic 3-year-old kid kind of rushes into the thing, and he's like, I have to poo. And you can see he's like frantic. Like, you've got to go now. And everybody in there, the happy couple, the guests, all just burst into laughter. And then I don't know if it's a bridesmaid or someone just kind of rushes in and swoops in, basically leads little Hudson inside where presumably he delivered on his promise of having to poo. It is hilarious. We've put a video up on our Facebook page. You can check it out. If you ever thought something went wrong in your wedding and you look at it and you go, oh, God, I wish that never happened, just check this out. It's hilarious.
You see, I don't think anything went wrong here. I think this gave them wonderful training for the rest of their life, because they're going to have to deal with this kind of for years to come.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Number two.
This is by far the dumbest thing I've ever done in my entire life.
It's dumb. It's not dumb. It's just dumb.
Why is it dumb?
What do they think I am? Dumb as something?
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
What a dumb thing to do.
Dumb, dumb, quick
news.
You know, the amount of ridiculous stories is just really never ending. And It just continually amazes me. This guy in Pennsylvania decided to rob his neighbor last month. So he came up with this brilliant plan. Their basements shared a wall, so he sawed a hole into it to get into his neighbor's house.
Yeah. And then, what do you do? I mean, you've gone to all this effort. You've sawn the hole through the basement wall and you're in there. And so you think you're going to make the most of it, right? You prowl around, you steal all the electronics, the jewelry, all those things that you can go and fence somewhere, take them off to the local pawn shop. But no, once he got in, the only thing he stole was $200 in quarters. Right?
How did he not think he was going to get caught?
I know. I mean, well, he thought.
When somebody goes into the basement and says, what is this gaping hole doing in the side of
wait a minute. He covered his tracks because he hung a shirt over the hole.
Oh, that'll do it.
Oh, that'll do it. But maybe there were big chunks of plaster still on the floor where he'd hacked his way through.
But there's still the issue of the big hole in the wall that he would have had to climb through.
And then $200 in quarters. What was it, laundry day, and he didn't have any coins? What was going on there?
Unbelievable.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon, improving your water cooler chat. Number one.
Let's be honest. Everything goes better with bacon.
Ah, yummy.
I lived in California for about 10 years at the Del Mar Fair, which is the famous fair in California, or at least in Southern California. They have bacon-wrapped deep-fried butter.
Wow. So fat wrapped in fat and then fried in fat.
Exactly. Now, bacon is not just for food lovers anymore. Now you can enjoy that heavenly scent in your underwear.
This is so strange. It's created by this company called J&D's, and this new product's just been launched. And the company says the undies, because they're knickers, get their bacon scent because the smell is actually embedded in the ink. And so you're not just going to wash it out after the first go. They say the smell is able to last through multiple washes and wears for up to a year. Right?
Okay.
What? And you can get them for men and women, and they're about $20 a pair. But truly, if you've got someone, like if you wanted to get something cool for the bacon lover in your family,
sure,
or your bacon loving friend, what a cool gift, right?
You know, I heard about edible underwear, and they've been around for a long time. But how can you make anything that smells like bacon that's not edible? I mean, that's just wrong on so many levels. But it gave me a good idea. I'm gonna call my wife Lisa and tell her to bring some lettuce and tomato, and we're gonna make a BLT of me.
Woo!
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.